Louise.
Every week it's this thing.
Oh!
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, you're your host, Stephanie Tyler, be the baby now.
Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's our Bat of the Booth booth bat.
Yes!
Thank you guys all for coming out tonight. We're very excited about the show. But if I may just interrupt for a little personal news.
Don't you dare
first.
Get on your soapbox.
I want to talk to you guys about the election and why it's important to go out there right now and vote. I want all of you to go outside and vote right now. No, actually, this is much more important news. It's about my comic book, the comic book I wrote.
It
was released back
in
September.
You wrote it back. Let's not get crazy.
Okay. It was 8 whole pages in a book called Hulk Team Up. The sales charts were recently released, and I found out...
I'm sure you guys are all up to date.
This is very exciting. The comic book that I wrote was the 141st most popular title in September.
Yeah! Wait. Is that good? Is that good?
Like, there were 142 comics that came out.
Yeah! That's great. How many... comics came out? Like, what's the...
143.
Beat the 2 new Deadpool series.
Anyway, I'm very excited about it, but I'm more excited about the guests that we have on the show tonight. Let's welcome them both out. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Clunan and Elaine Lee! So much for coming out. We're very excited to have you here. We're very excited to talk about this book. This is the second issue of it, which is Starstruck. So let's talk about, this has had kind of a crazy road to being a comic book. Do you want to talk about that for a little bit?
Okay. Let's start the rest of the show. Of course, we can so name drop.
Definitely do that.
It was a play first.
That's not really name dropping.
So, will you run to it?
No. And this all happened because Michael tried to pick up myself and my sister in a bar.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, wait. Would you not? Yeah, pretty. That's fine. But the table had like a stack of books, robots, science fiction. You know, girls with high heels and Mariboots. If I don't go over there and say hello to those girls, then I'll never forgive myself.
Nice work.
They were professional talents. They were gifted.
He told us that he was an artist, and my sister whispered
great
to me,
line.
Yeah. Probably a cab driver who draws in his spare time. But I didn't listen to it. No, I put his name down on an index card and wrote, he might be able to help us with the next play, and filed him. And then I walked in West Side Comics. I don't even know if it's still there.
No, it's
probably long gone.
Yeah.
But they had a poster for the studio book up, and I saw this picture that I had seen on the back cover of Heavy Metal, The Fate of Dolly's Lost in Dreams. And I went, oh, that's that picture I liked. Oh, God, it's that guy we met in the bar.
So. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so, it was a really neat thing, and we were doing another play, one of our other plays at the time, so we left him comp tickets and gave him a call, and he came and liked it.
I tried to get down to it was the night before the last night, and I was out there, taxi. I had never gone to the theater at 8 o'clock. I didn't realize that everybody's going to theater.
Oh, yeah.
go at 7. Don't go at 7:30. So.
Oh yeah, it's impossible to get.
So
here.
We have a big.
I know. I saw that.
Tough bounce.
But I went the next day, stood in the back, and memorized. I saw it only once. I memorized the whole play. It was so brilliant.
You memorized it as it was happening.
Yeah, it wasn't Starstruck. It was a thing called The Contamination of the Kokomo Lounge, about two bar girls, if you will,
That's a theme here.
Yeah.
In Texas.
But we have it in there too. Lots of bars.
Of course.
Well, so many comic book collaborators mean bars. Mm-hmm. Stanley and Jack Kirby. Stanley was picking up Jack Kirby. I don't
know if that. Which for Stan.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the plot of the book. Without characterizing anything, it's a little crazy.
Dense. Yeah. Very well done.
It's, okay. It's about me. All right.
Out there.
She wrote it.
Not bad. Alex, not bad.
I helped. What?
Sort of the scions of two noble houses in this far-flung future, and they're sort of vying for control in this universe that's very,
you said Cylons,
very chaotic.
Or Scions.
Not Cylons, no.
So Scions, the
whole idea is, you know, a lot of science fiction has like the Star Wars things, they're fighting the big dictator. So our idea is, this is after the dictator's been defeated and everything's thrown into chaos. So you have all these little powers fighting to try and grab the big piece of it. So that's sort of...
And didn't you work that out, that description of Starstruck, didn't you work that out like in the past couple of months? Right?
Well,
because
it
just grew.
I guess,
it didn't start off really as that. It just grew.
No, it started off that all the in the play, all the characters had these monologues about things that happened in their past. And when we
big reveals.
When we decided to do the comics, we decided to do those stories from the monologues that the characters had in the play. So we started out with those. That was the first graphic novel, if anybody ever saw the Marvel graphic novel that came out in...
Thanks to Jim Shooter, who came out from Marvel.
Yeah.
But it was thanks to Jim Shooter.
Yes.
Of all people would say, no, you wouldn't go for something like that. You know, it's dead.
But he did.
But he did. He championed it. He read it and he said, can you add 5 pages?
Wow. Yeah. Certainly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have 100 more pages.
I think that the monologue thing makes a lot of sense to me, mm-hmm. because what this book seems to be really based in is these really kind of ridiculous and sort of hilarious sci-fi character mm-hmm. moments that are happening. So do you feel like, is that something that grew out of it? The plot grew around it, is what you're saying, so to speak?
It, oddly enough, it was all there. Well, you know, it didn't have anything to do with writing the play. That did some sense, but it was all in the play. Each time we went back to the well because we needed to add something on when they're expanding it for Dark Horse or whatever, it was all in the play already. Just cherry picking these things and said, oh, well, here's a name that was just a name that somebody said once, and all of a sudden they have 25 pages of comic books.
Like in the play, you find out one of the characters from the good guys sort of team and one of the characters that's hooked up with the bad guys went to the Space Academy together, and that little bit's in the play, so we put it in the, you know, it's in the comic book. But
and it became a big deal.
But really it grew out of the fact that we just hung out over at Michael's day in and day out talking about this universe all the time.
To the point where we couldn't really talk to anybody else. Just the bargain.
Whoa. So you guys went crazy.
Can you talk a little bit about what's next for a story? You were telling me this a little bit backstage. Mm-hmm. That there's going to be an audio version of it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Shoot to me.
Weirdly, you know, we hadn't thought about Starstruck in a while, and this past year, I guess right before, maybe before Christmas, we got two calls, one mm-hmm. from Scott Dumbier, uh-huh. and the other from some guys that were voice actors in, you know, in California. Well, one of them's in California, but they wanted they asked us about doing a benefit for Gene Colan, which we did, the play. And also they talked to us about then recording the play and doing some recordings of new material. And really, Scott called us within 2 weeks of that. So, and it just happened that they both happened in August, yeah, both the benefit and the comic coming out.
Over the years, there have been people that would call us up, send letters back when letters were sent. They read it, they loved it. None of my friends understand this, but I loved it, and I've convinced them all. They've all read it, and now they all love it. We want to do something with it. I work for different companies, sometimes in the mail room, sometimes my girlfriend works for the guy who does the something. They all kept trying to get this thing somewhere. And we flew across the country two or three times with neat stuff that's going to happen that, of course, as turned out, everything that happens this way. So when the radio fellas called, and Scott called with the same tremulous voices, he was like, guess what? Someone just called. They want us to start. Oh, great! Are they in France?
That's what you know. We were published in Europe before we were published in the United States, and so now, anytime there is money, we're not sure we're ever going to see. We call it money from France.
Down the way.
Because you really.
Were you guys into comics before this, or like?
Oh my God! Are you kidding?
Yes. He's just kidding.
Yeah. I don't really want to know.
My dad was a science fiction fan, so I actually had a dad that bought me comic books when I was little, and took me to horror movies and stuff when I was little. So I did all that, and then I kind of got out of it for a while, and then when I started seeing some of the stuff in heavy metal that the European guys, Mobius and some of the other Europeans were doing, I got excited about it again. So seeing that stuff is really what inspired the play.
When is the next issue of this coming out?
This one. In about a week, I guess.
Great.
The first one, they leave a couple of months at IDW.
Yeah, so the buzz gets going.
Well,
yeah.
So nice. So they know how many they should order the next time. So right. So now it'll be monthly.
Cool. Oh, great. New Starstruck, check that out. And we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack. Yeah! All right. First issue we are going to talk about today, unfortunately, I don't have a copy to pass to you, which we'll explain why in a second. But one of the biggest issues of the week, which is Dark Reign, The List, Punisher, number one. Now, I don't know if you guys have been following along, but Marvel has been doing this event called Dark Reign that's been the villains taking over the Marvel Universe.
Is it R-A-I-N?
It's R-E-I-G-N.
Oh, yeah. Reagan.
Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan. It was originally about Reagan. Ronald Reagan.
I could have changed it.
Yeah, I want all the jelly beans.
Yeah.
Big story.
80s, right?
I don't think Ronald Reagan's considered an 80s reference. Is that like Take on Me,
He's
Ronald
tired.
Reagan or something?
Anyway, this issue, so basically what's happening right now, Norman Osborn is controlling the Marvel Universe. He's like, all right, I got this list, and I'm going to take care of these problems in the Marvel Universe. In this issue, he says, I'm going to take care of the Punisher. He's been going around killing people for too long. Yeah. Pete, big fan of the Punisher. Love the Punisher more than anybody else on the show. What did you think of this issue?
I thought it was horrible. I thought it was a travesty. I thought the fact it was a slap in the face again by Marvel.
Why?
It was, well, how would you feel if your favorite character was killed and not by a good... It was by Wolverine's
Wolverine, another
son,
your favorite character.
His son. It wasn't even like, it was like a B guy killing an A guy. It's not... It should be, if Wolverine's going to go out, it should be, or Punisher's going to go out, it should be a huge...
I know, what are we going to do? What other characters going to shoot guns in the Marvel Universe?
Right, exactly.
It was
rough. It was really
I know,
hard.
It ruined my whole week.
It
ruined my week.
I mean, first, they disrespect Spider-Man, now Punisher. I mean, what's next? I mean, when does it end, Marvel?
Well, at least you might just a little bit more of a spoiler. They're going to sew him back together, and the Punisher's going to be like a Franken-Punisher.
Great. That's actually they're actually calling him Franken-Castle, because his name is Franken-Castle, and it's a pun.
Yeah.
Since you guys know all the Marvel characters that have guns, what happened to Black Cross?
I don't know who that is. So I guess
he got it. Congratulations, you have won the show.
Stump the jerk.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did he have a big cross on his shirt?
No,
he shot guns.
He was one of those guys that people paid money went out and shot folks.
There are a lot of those guys in the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Really heartbroken. He's more heartbroken than you.
Yeah.
I want to say for the record, I love this issue.
You would.
I only love it because I knew you would hate it.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are like, oh man, somewhere Pete's crying. This is great.
That's not true. I actually, last week, we got a preview of this, which is why we don't have it here. And we also don't have it here because Pete refused to buy it.
Yeah. It's called a tiny protest.
But I passed it to Pete, and I was like, Pete, you should read this. It's a great issue of The Punisher. It's really bloody. It's really violent. Big action sequence. Lots of fun.
No, that great was not your intention. You were like, Pete, you have to read this. I want to slowly watch you lose your mind. Read it. And I did. And you were like,
That's accurate. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I think this is a great issue. Pick it up. You would say, don't pick it up.
Don't protest.
Well, here's the thing. What's going to happen? Are you going to buy the next issue and the next one? You're not going to have enough Punisher in your diet.
That's true. I bought, look, lucky for me, Garth Ennis is doing an amazing job with Punisher.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
he's off Punisher back.
Careful. Don't poke the already angry bear.
All right. Let's move on to talk about another big event happening in the DC universe, Blackest Night number 4.
Yeah. That was a reanimated corpse back.
Again, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, zombies are coming back. Not really zombies, but superhero zombies are coming back in the DC universe and attacking people. Go.
Yeah. Man.
Well,
glad that's not real.
This comic has been really solid, but then some issues they lose me. But I feel like this one has been a solid issue. I feel like it's getting back on track. A lot of stuff going down. It's action filled.
Yeah.
Could you be more vague?
Yes.
Bring it on.
It's there are colors, but some of it doesn't have colors.
Lots of colors.
Another kidney review. I mean, this is a very specific problem that I'm having. I like Ivan Reis's art is very good. He's a very good artist. Yeah. This is, unfortunately, I think, too cramped. I don't know if there's too small a page count or what's going on, but a lot of the action feels very rushed. There's an event that happens where the big bad guy of the series, Necron, comes rising out of the ground. But if
spoiler.
You didn't. Spoiler. But if you didn't know
spoiler.
In advance that he was rising out of the ground and who it was and what was going on, it's there's just sort of like a picture of kind of a piece of a body sort of coming out of the ground, and then another panel of a little more of that body out of the ground, and then he's standing on top of the ground, and it's just not paced well.
Yeah, plus it's all very dark,
we
were saying, so it's hard to kind of
read. Back in the old days, we'd put a big yellow arrow pointed to say, guy coming out of ground.
Don't you
have any heads?
Yeah. Don't you kind of miss that, though, in a big box being like, who's that? Find out next issue.
Well, that's sort of what having is Necron, who I don't know very much about.
What the hell is Necron?
Yeah, he's a guy from the
like, guy.
70s.
Dead guy, yeah.
Who is
controls death, and he's a Green Lantern villain. And that's the whole thing.
Oh,
Would you say pick it up?
Oh, yeah, this issue is much better than the last one.
Yeah.
And it's sort of sad when someone...
But?
Nice abs. Thank you.
I've been working out. We have been going to the gym so much to get our abs looking get this good.
That's really convincing, you talking about the gym there.
Go to the gym.
The World Series has been delightful to watch.
I really look forward to my team winning in game...
Eight. Looking forward to game 8. Yeah.
It's been a big contest so far, and one guy has got to win.
Yeah. I'm rooting for the Phillips.
I'm a big fan of the Yarnks.
Yeah. Go Yarnks.
All right, we're going to move on. Talk about Cowboy Viking Ninja.
Number one. Hey, quick question. Who on this panel bought this book? If you could guess.
Pete.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, I want to apologize. It's Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Oh! Whoa. You're compromising the intent of the writer.
Yes, yeah. I am not a reliable narrator.
Well, Pete, you're a fan of this book.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It combines Vikings. No. It's just
what it is. No, that's what it is, though.
Well, it's funny. It's one guy who is a cowboy, a ninja, and a Viking.
What the
Yeah, and he has three different personalities in his head, and one personality's a ninja, one's a cowboy, and one's a Viking, and it's funny because it's like, whenever the ninja talks, it's always like, let's just kill him.
Yeah, the idea funny. Of the book is that there's some covert government agency that is using triplets, which is people with three personalities, as Asians to...
Well, let me tell you who the villain is. It's revealed in the last page. It's
spoiler.
Yeah, big spoiler here. Pirate Merman Scuba Dive. And that's not a joke. That's not a joke. So if you like nouns, this is the book. This book is verbs. This book's insane.
It is. That's the fun part about it. It's insane.
Yeah, I don't know.
Great.
The art's pretty cool. Yeah. It's actually not a bad read, but it's just like, why are they doing
that? It's extremely difficult to follow, personally. You know, beyond the fact that there are these multiple personalities, it keeps jumping backwards and forwards in time. They have a good joke about it, where it starts off 4 days from now, and then it goes back 3 days ago, and then there's a paddle that says 1 week ago, and there's a star that says, for those of you keeping track, this is 4 days before the last scene.
Well, it's Sunday, just, Wednesday, Saturday is another working title of the book.
Right. It's just very, very difficult to follow, I think. Unnecessarily difficult for what's actually a very straightforward concept. What?
Would more color help?
I actually like the coloring.
Yeah,
just
I like the coloring as well. I also like the bubbles. The bubbles are very cute. When the ninja is talking, there's
a
sword through
balloons?
The bubbles. What?
Yeah, balloons. Balloons.
Yeah. You're getting called out.
Comic book folk called balloons.
Balloons with the squiggles. The squiggles are using the bubbles, and they're in the boxes.
There's spot balloons that look like bubbles. They're not called bubbles.
Look how small he's getting. He's aging. Come on, you're peeing.
Now's our chance.
Bubble, bubble, bubble. What a mess I'm in now.
Yeah. All right. He's got bubbles.
All right, let's talk about Necrotia number one. A little bit of an X-Men event going on here. What do you guys think about this?
Well, I read it out of... This is one of those things where if you pick up a lot of books, you got to be careful which one you read first.
Yeah. Oh, actually, we should mention very quickly, a crazy event happening. The dead are rising in the Marvel Universe as zombies. So there's zombies.
Oh, how original.
It's nuts.
Shocking. It's amazing the way they
They have
with
money
stuff.
In both running hands going, I made it all from eating grit.
A little bit late to be jumping on the zombie bandwagon?
Yeah.
That bandwagon is the longest bandwagon.
It's a long, long bandwagon.
It's got the polyphonic spree.
What?
What?
Good joke.
Moving right along.
This, it's actually pretty good, though, even though it's like, once you get past
it's
the
short.
Zombie,
it's tough because I don't think, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, ripoff, as if Marvel is sitting somewhere in the corner and being like, hey, we're going to rip off DC in the Blackest Night, and nobody's going to notice because nobody shares information anywhere.
Yes.
It's just kind of silly there. They clearly were planning it separately, and it's unfortunately the same sort of storyline. The thing that I will give this credit for, the thing that we've been not liking about Blackest Night, is everybody in Blackest Night pauses for several pages whenever a dead character shows up and is like, oh my god, I can't believe you're back from
the
dead.
It's the deal, yeah.
Here, they deal with it very quickly. They're like, okay, people are back from the dead. We've seen this before. Let's move on.
Easy to fix.
Looks beautiful.
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
The art's great in the issue. It's three stories that set up the storyline, which I like a lot. I always love events that dovetail.
It's a triptych.
Yeah.
It dovetail. I love events that dovetail.
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt like the first issue felt, or the first story felt a little short, and it just kind of felt abrupt to me, and it didn't feel like, because it was $3.99, so I was like, all right, hopefully for the extra buck I'm gonna get a little bit more, but I felt a little cheated.
Did they give you the sandwich when you bought it?
Oh, geez, sandwich was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Really great sandwich.
Was it a micro sandwich?
Yeah.
I can't believe you. Why would you say that about a sandwich? All right, let's move on. I'll talk about Fantastic Four, number 572.
Fantastic. Are you hungry for a Spanish dessert?
Flan?
I like the caramel,
like
and I like the pudding. What
right.
did I say?
This is a flan.
This took a while to cook.
Yeah.
But it was worth it when I ate that custard.
Yeah.
You said this is like mint condition, right? We can't take it out and look at it.
Yeah,
right?
Thank you. I appreciate your respect for the art.
It's fine.
Yeah, a lot of people put a lot of time and energy into those comics, so yeah, please respect them.
Pete's going to buy a new suit jacket when he saves up enough money from selling his comic books. He's a little ways off yet, but we'll get there.
Still rocking the double
foot. You've been really enjoying Fantastic Four. This is wrapping up the first arc of Jonathan Hickman and Dale Eagleshadow.
Right? Yeah, it's good. I think they're going to be on it for a long time.
You can open it, just be careful.
Yeah. Just be careful.
Yeah, no, please. Don't. Just open it and do whatever you want.
Throw it away.
Don't do whatever you want, but please respect the art.
Me comics say suit comics.
Yeah. Wait, are there oils on your hands?
No, that's watercolor.
Jay!
Giant.
Oh, yeah, this is good. Reed goes and leaves his family.
You mean, but to say this isn't good?
No, I said it is good.
No, but you meant to say...
It's very naturalistic. The dark side is very naturalistic, even though that's happening.
Right.
The people look like people.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Well, yeah.
Except for...
It's not just like all buff like and... Yeah.
It's I love Dale Eagleshadow's art. I think it's great. He did the same sort of thing on JSA, where it gives a very Norman Rockwell-esque, very classic feel to it.
Yeah.
You've been critical. You haven't liked the look of Reed.
Well, they made Reed into a much stronger jaw. Like, he's got stubble. He has time to shave. I'm just saying, why would he let the stubble?
It's probably not stubble. It's just him stretching it out and going.
Yeah. I wish I could grow a beard.
Sad
at all. I wish I could grow a beard at all.
You should go into space and get bombarded with comic
rays.
Comic books. Cosmic rays.
I'm sorry to interrupt. This is the second time you've broken down.
This is a very emotional show. Yeah.
Very emotional.
I would like to point out the fact that this comic sucks because...
Thank you for finally saying
You have been thinking. It's horrible because it's like, it's talking about how amazing Reed is, and meanwhile, the whole time, poor Sue is outside Reed's door just crying and being like,
That's funny you say that, Pete, when I know for a fact your wife is outside of this store crying.
I'll be out in a minute, honey. Anyways, my point is, it's
also,
like...
Also, didn't you feel like Pete's stubble is a little overdone?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I don't have time to shave, guys.
Okay. Yeah, I know you do.
My point is...
That wasn't your review.
No, that wasn't my review.
Okay.
I just think it's like he goes through all this stuff and he's like, oh, I should really be a better husband. Yeah! No shit, Reed. Get it together.
He's
saving
the entire universe. Like, not just our universe, but everyone.
Again with this argument?
I know. Wait, hear him.
Which one?
I think it was
you.
Was that a woman's voice?
Guys, Booth Matt is going through reverse puberty. Let's take a moment and let him...
What a woman. Great issue.
Let's move on. Last but not least, we're going to talk about Wolverine Weapon X. Bobby made me mush my M&Ms. Weapon X, number 6. What'd you think of this issue?
Well, in this, Wolverine's crazy, right? So you like that?
No!
Oh, okay. I just don't get you.
The whole idea is like, hey, I know, we'll trick Wolverine into thinking he's crazy. That'll be an awesome issue. That way there'll be no fighting, and it'll just be Wolverine in the corner with a straitjacket, and then they feed him buttons.
That's true, they do feed him buttons.
He's like, take your pills, and he's like, they're buttons.
So many fans have written in asking for that. Well, it is very weird. So in this issue, Wolverine's in an insane asylum.
Number 3, this counts as the third time. The third time he's broken down.
Oh, God.
I had all these buttons before the show. I'm feeling a little weird.
Wolverine's in an insane asylum. He spends the whole issue walking around being like, what? And then you're like, well, there's nothing that's happening.
I like this issue a lot, actually. I thought it was a fun story, well written. He is in the insane asylum. They play with his continuity a bit, where he's talking about, like, so they say, so you have been alive for over 100 years? He's like, yeah, I used to be a little kid in a big house, and then I grew these claws, and then I lost the claws, Then I married a lady who was dead, and then she was alive, and then she was dead.
Author.
Yeah, I have. I mean, we've seen the story before, but they get past it very quickly, and they do a nice twist on it, and there's enough danger there that I think it's a fun way of dealing with Wolverine and taking him out of the action for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's what I want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get Wolverine on the sidelines for a while. Let the real hero shine like Cypher.
I agree.
Oh, man.
Oh, I was making fun of you.
What did you say? Pick it up?
Yeah, it was an all right issue.
No.
What?
No.
What are you reading now? No Punisher, no Wolverine.
Yep.
Who's that?
You're on the books.
Yeah. Starstruck.
He gets it.
There you go.
Really?
And that's it for the stack. Guys. We are very excited because we have another guest for you tonight. It is a musical guest. We're very excited to have her back. Ladies and gentlemen, you ready to do this? Adira Abram!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo!
Are you ready?
Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Oh boy.
Because I pump that shit up.
So what I decided to do is, because I'm really proactive, is just write the theme song already for that show. It's a brand new thing. No one's ever heard this before. Just need to take a sec. Okay, feeling pretty good now. All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, he's making it do it.
Yep. So ladies and gentlemen, I guess you're wondering what two songs, uh, two, two shows. Cops.
Nice.
But Hell's Kitchen.
Yes!
And the show is called Off the Hook. But I'm thinking of being really witty and calling it Off the Cook. The walkie-talkies. So on this show, you get arrested by the cops. You have two choices. You either go directly to jail, not so fun, not so fun. Or you go directly to the kitchen. And you have a cook-off. With Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah!
And he flies in on a helicopter. This has been flying in a helicopter. And I'm like, you're fucking shit. And if you win, you don't go to jail.
Shirts with collars like that, but I never wear them.
You really should. They really emphasize your head.
Yeah, which I'm always trying to do anyway.
So. You're a great head. We should talk more about this, like at the top of shows and things.
Yeah,
like that.
It's a great idea.
Guys, our next section is my favorite section because you make it up. It's your audience questions. And for that, we're going to bring out Booth Bang!
Hot electric! Yeah!
I wish you were wearing that outfit.
Yeah.
I talked to you late.
Thanks, man.
Cool.
All right, I got some questions, or whatever these are.
Pretty tiny.
Off what is?
Nothing.
What?
Just talking about the pieces of paper.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're super tiny up close. I know how to play this crap.
Yeah.
It's
Let
cool.
me just do some stand-up.
Your section of the show gets longer.
Sure does.
So many dick
jokes. Oh. Dick jokes? All right. Would you consider staging Starstruck again?
Ooh. Your disease.
Oh.
I think that's for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
We've been dying to... stage
Starstruck.
Yeah. We saw
if someone
it once
gives
and
us
it.
Lots of money to do it, we would do it again. But it's going to get a production in Orlando, Florida, I believe, this coming spring.
Yeah, cocaine
so
money.
We won't have to do it.
Nice. Wow.
But we won't have to
do it. It's great theater
Bruce,
cocaine.
Well, the details haven't all been worked out yet. A friend of ours who's in theater down there is... has asked us about.
That was where it was before, Orlando.
It's great. Mm-hmm. Not a theater.
It's probably a different crowd.
Yeah, I'm sure it's different.
Cool. They loved it. The kids who played in it last time loved it. One of the big points about the only guy who was in the play is he auditions for the bad guy because he washed out as a good guy. So he has three big audition numbers, none of which are supposed to make sense. They're supposed to just be like, but gradually legible.
Bad, he's bad.
He's just bad.
And
so he comes back as different bad guys in auditions.
Yeah. There's no stage direction in the play that says, by the way, these aren't supposed to make sense. So this poor young man, I went down and saw three shows. This young actor made it all make sense. It was, oh man, it was tedious. Remarkable.
Tease but remarkable. Yes. What a way to be described. Been there.
That's a pull quote for the poster. Cool. Raise your hand if you ask that. Pete's going to bring you a present, and let's get the next question.
What is a project you'd love to have an excuse to do?
Oh.
Yes.
Is that us?
Oh, it's really
funny. Yeah. Yeah, what do you think, guys? What do you all want to work on together?
Oh, a big movie where we make lots of money.
Nice. And everybody likes the movie. And
Academy Awards.
Academy Awards.
Zombie.
Right? We get
sequels.
Sequels. Everybody.
Sequels. An Academy Award winning zombie movie.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Or, you know, I'd love to have Spielberg direct a Galactic Girl Guides movie. That would be good.
But my son said he would do it later.
Do that again.
That's his, my voice only does that.
I can stand up, you know. Look, it's going to happen, right? Huh? Hey.
Comic book wise, is there beyond Star Trek and other?
Oh, comic book. Thanks. You know how much fun it is to draw comic books. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Watch the crowd.
I forgot where I was.
You have to put in the bubbles.
The bubbles.
The bubbles.
Done. Yes. Next.
I did a comic book where someone else drew a lot of it.
There you go.
Cool. How about you, Alex? What would you like to work on?
What would I like to work on?
Yeah.
The New Adventures of Cypher and Warlock.
I like The New Adventures of Old Christine.
It's my favorite comedy. Yeah. Really hits all of my segments.
All your segments?
Yeah.
Segments?
It's an industry.
Are you a word? Gets you right in the interior segment, you know? But
what about you? What would be your dream project?
Dream project. I've been meaning to build a table in my apartment for a long time.
I would love to see a comic book version of that.
Yeah. We can dream.
Pete, what kind of non-answer are you going to give?
All right.
If I was somehow magically in charge of directing a movie, I would definitely make the best Punisher movie ever.
And what would happen to the best Punisher movie ever other than it not being a Punisher movie?
What are you talking about?
How would you make the one that was already made better?
No, the one that they haven't made a good one yet.
But they made one. They yeah. made two. Three.
They made three, yeah.
The first one, come on, really.
Dolph Lundgren, dude. Dolph Lundgren, come on.
Yeah, well, okay, how would you make that better?
I wouldn't get in so much of the story. I would just be a lot
good
of
idea.
Action.
Good idea.
Tons of action.
Yeah, that's one thing. The critics were like, there's not enough action in this movie.
Let's see if I got this straight, right? So we open on screen, the room goes dark, right? We just see the words Punisher slam on screen.
They don't stop them. Nothing
they
stops.
They don't stop. It's too complicated because they slam on screen, explode, and then just the Punisher is facing the audience going and just shooting and exploding with blood and like intestines get thrown across the screen.
To be fair, that'll be good for deprogramming people who have been crazy or something like that. People have been hypnotized.
It'd be great. Someone please put me in charge. I'll make it.
Someone put me
in charge. Raise your hand if you ask that question. Pete's going to bring you a present. It's not a copy of this Punisher movie. Let's go to the next question.
What actor would you like to play you in the movie version of your life?
Wow. Oh. What actor?
Michael.
I know who you're going to say.
I don't.
Do the voice.
Oh, do it.
You have to do it now.
I don't know if I spent a lot of time. When I did this voice, and Mark Asquith, a name that you guys should know, who used to be the king of selling comic books up in Toronto, he was amazed. He said, "That's remarkable." I said, "Well, yeah, but it's only one line for a movie. It's from The Untouchables, and it's Sean Connery."
I haven't practiced it,
so I don't know if it's going to come up. But it's when he goes into the post office, and the guy comes up and says, hey, we paid you, and he hits him like this, and he hits him like that, and then looks at the guy and says, let's see if I can do this now. How do you think he feels now? Better or worse? And Mark goes nuts. He says, that's brilliant. That's wonderful. That's magnificent. I said, well, yeah, but that's a quote. I'd like to just be able to talk in my own regular voice. You know, like say the regular things I normally would say in Sean Connery's voice. So I, she says, could pick up blind girls.
All right. Wow. That's hilarious.
You said that.
I know
you did.
Mr. Connery, I'm wondering what you're doing in my house.
To be fair, I don't know how many Sean Connery movies they've seen.
Oh, wow. Because they're blind. Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Wow. You can say, you're that guy's on TV. that's true. Playing a Russian guy with a Scots accent. Yeah. Playing the English guy with a Scots accent. Playing the Irish guy
with a Scots accent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they'd be like, and you were in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, so.
Oh, but he sounded good
there. He did sound good. Elaine, who would you want to play?
I think it's got to be Heather Locklear.
Okay.
Good
clap.
To the voice. I don't think I can do the voice.
You could do the voice. No. If a lock the lights would be a lot dimmer.
No. Really? Interesting.
All right.
Me?
Yeah.
A young Gene Wilder.
Yeah!
Good. A young Matthew Broderick. People always say that I look like him.
That's weird.
When I'm waiting tables, everyone's like, you know who you look like? I'm like, yeah, probably. And then Ferris Bueller, I'm like, that's not a real person. And I say, get the fuck out of my restaurant, because I don't make cocktails like that. I don't make great tips.
Pete, what about you?
What are you going to say? No, you go.
No, you go. I don't have an answer.
Go.
I just am excited to hear what you're going to say.
Pete?
Ours were both young, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on.
A young, cranky badger.
Yeah!
A shaved bear.
All right, it's time for our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Yeah!
Awesome. First thing we are going to talk about is a little bit of casting news out of the old Hollywood this week.
The old Hollywood.
Anthony Hopkins is going to play.
Is that really the picture? What's he shouting at? What's he shouting at that tiny
man? Gonna eat his head.
The small golden man is Anthony Hopkins. So he's going to be playing Odin in the Thor movie.
Nice. Coming out of
Oh, wow.
What do you guys think about this? Good casting? Bad casting?
Thor is a bad cast.
He can do anything, though. I mean, really. It'd be very easy to joke because we see him in other roles, and those roles wouldn't be a good Odin. But that guy could do anything and make you...
He's got the icy blue eye look. That's pretty good. Except you'll only need one of them, right?
Right.
Yeah. Does he know it's a comic book movie? And not like some sort of...
Pam.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he seems a little under his radar.
The other thing, this is totally ridiculous, but he feels a little small to me throw it in. Like, you need a guy who's very...
Right. What's that? Remember Hobbits?
Special effects.
These were all tiny people.
I don't know what those.
Those were actual Hobbits, right? Jokes you haven't been in New Zealand.
You got her.
Nah, thank you. I finally got you after all. Hobbits are real.
I'm sorry, but we're going to have to give the win of the show to Justin.
Yeah! What?
You got a prize for him,
Pete? It's not a real thing. Cool, so I think we've definitively settled that.
I can just put a big cloak on.
I think he's going to do a bomb.
You can't put a big cloak on your problems, Justin.
That's how we did before. He has to have enough room for two crows for a crow on either side.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I know that mythology.
They should let him, with performance capture, play the crows as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of performance capture and CGI, let's move on. We're going to show you guys a trailer for a new movie that is coming out soon from Hollywood.
Oh, I love their movies.
Hey, be quiet.
Sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
What? How you could have found such a treasure.
Oh, it's Bridget. Oh, my God. Sorry.
The gods have a plan for you. A destiny.
I've seen its power with my own eyes.
turns back time. Only the holder of the dagger is aware of what's happened. How did you do that?
Only the dagger can unlock the sands of time. And there are those who would use this power to destroy the world.
Time would erase everything.
The only way to stop this Armageddon is for us to take the dagger to the secret guardian temple.
You really enjoy telling what to do, don't you?
Only because you're so good at following orders.
Press your luck.
What?
The senses. They strike terror at the heart of all they cross.
Such a noble prince. You came to assist the fallen beauty.
Who said you were beauty?
There must be a reason why you can't take your eyes off me.
Yours.
Fight it! The High Temple is guarded by some sort of demon. Testine, where's the dagger?
You're welcome to search me for it.
I have to be very thorough.
It's time.
In a movie,
yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, that looks good, rather than, oh no.
What's he doing? Prince Blank, you must take the blank to the secret temple. Yeah. That's crazy. Remember the original Prince of Persia game where it was all about running through doors? Back on the, like,
yep.
The PC?
It was cool. Yeah. It was cool.
I hope
the
they...
Blood was, the blood was really cool. The movement.
Yeah,
really
the blood,
cool.
And you got
sucked. The blood was really cool.
I hope they pay homage to that.
Yeah.
Hope it's a lot of running.
That's all. The homage will be between that movie we just saw. That was a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all the parts of this movie will be the talking heads, like, you know, the way the English write Kai looks.
Section, which is trivia, and for that we're going to turn it over to Mr. Pete LePage.
This is the part where we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like a chance to win $25? Simply raise your hand. Loud guy.
Loud guy.
Okay, what's your name?
Ron.
Ron, audience? Audience, Ron.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Ron.
What else?
Okay, so this gift card could be yours. Okay, Ron, this is how
yes.
It's going to work. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
You listen to all three possible answers.
Okay.
Choose the correct one. Go 3 for 3, $25. Here we go. Today's trivia is on Starstruck, by the way. Hopefully you were paying attention. Thank you, Boothman. Starstruck was originally a... Is it A, an off-Broadway play, B, a poem, or C, the original theme song for Gummy Bears? C, bouncing here and there, they are the Gummy Bears. So it is either A, an off-Broadway play, or B, a poem. Don't choose B.
It is A and
off. A is correct! Yeah. Starstruck, the comic, first appeared in what magazine? Is it A, Heavy Metal, B, Wizard, or C, Tiger Bee? Put your stuff together, Ron. Put it together. Come on.
I don't know.
So it was either... A,
he's making
fun of me, people.
Or it was B, but it's probably you.
Did I choose A?
A's
correct! Alright, here we go. Some might call Starstruck a space opera. B, a sci-fi interpretive dance. Or C, CNN in space.
Nice.
So it is either A, remember some might, you know, some people who are have online reviews and comics might call it a space opera. Or they would call it a sci-fi interpretive dance. That's just silly. CNN in space.
$3.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. What are you guys looking forward to, Pete?
Well, I am looking forward to a comic that I'm completely blanking on the title of.
Oh, that sounds really good.
It's the one that we read. It's got Hercules, and then Spider-Man does a guest appearance.
Assault on New Olympus.
Yes! Assault on New Olympus.
You already read it, though.
It's really memorable.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to? I'm looking forward to Deathlock number one. That's a character I like from back in the day. Thank you, Clapper.
I look forward to Marvelous Land of Oz number one. The first series by Eric Schoenauer and Scotty Young was gorgeous and amazing, and this is adapting the second, I believe, of L. Frank Baum's books, and it's stunning. Pick it up, Devin.
I would say ditto on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yes. Sponge for me, too.
What else are you looking forward to? Anything else, guys? No? Okay,
nope.
Cool. Lots of other stuff. Next Starstruck is coming out in about a week.
It says right here.
Oh, is it coming out
tomorrow? Number 3, yes, it did. I saw it here.
Oh, honest.
Starstruck number 3.
Oh, there you go.
September 9th.
Oh, that's just it, the original solicit, probably.
Oh,
never mind.
Coming out tomorrow.
Go back in time, get the dagger, bring it to the comic book store.
You never realize that the dagger never falls into the good hands? It's never like, oh, great, I know exactly what to do with this.
I like some would get the dagger to destroy the earth. Like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. A couple of things before we go, and be sure to pick up Starstruck tomorrow. You can check us out almost every day of the week at youtube.com/comicbookclub. Also, next week we are going to have a packed show for you guys with comedian Jared Logan, who is going to have a Comedy Central special coming up. Woo-hoo. Also, David Steinberger, who is the president and creator of the Comixology app for the iPhone, that's putting Marvel Comics and other comics on the iPhone. And last,
bring your iPhone.
Bring your iPhones. We're gonna just, I don't know, something.
We're gonna do that lightsaber thing.
Yeah, let's get this. John McCrea, who is the amazing artist of Boys Herogasm and tons of other awesome, awesome stuff that's going to be on the show. So we're very excited about having them all in. A couple of people we want to thank. We want to thank Elaine for being on the show.
I wanted to do something special for you guys and share with you an instrument that I don't think you've ever seen before. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Bacon Cheeseburger Kazoo. No joke. And I want to demo this shit for you, but I need a little bit of love. Because weirdly enough, I can only play it if you scream real loud, so...
Yo, hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming out to the People's